Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tim McKeithen. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Tim McKeithen. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cliff Bolton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bolton. Kramer moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. Kramer scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to third. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Bolton and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McKeithen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKeithen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with McKeithen covering, for the out. Cronin moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a line drive into right field. Finney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Finney. Cronin scores. Travis moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Fox reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McNair is hit by the pitch. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. McNair goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. Tim McKeithen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKeithen is 0-for-1 in the game. McKeithen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Kerr pinch hits for General Crowder. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Gosselin moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Prim now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Prim fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Fox moves to second. It's 8-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Travis reaches second base with a double. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolton takes first base on ball 4. Ray Prim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prim hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Travis moves to third. Bolton moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Travis scores. Bolton scores. It's 8-3, Athletics. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gosselin hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Prim fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finney strikes out. Two outs. Sugarcane pinch hits for Tim McKeithen. Sugarcane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a pop-up towards the mound. Prim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Travis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bolton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Travis moves to second. Ray Prim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prim is 0-for-1 in the game. Prim hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to third for the out. Bolton moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris pinch hits for Goose Goslin. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Harris now playing right field. Sam Rice now playing left field. Bob Boken now playing shortstop. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boakin misplays the ball. That's an error on Boakin. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bolton for a passed ball. McNair moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Johnson reaches second base with a double. McNair scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Grove reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Boakin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boakin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 10-4, Athletics. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Senators 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Chapman now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox strikes out. There goes Cochran. The throw from Bolton to second, and Cochran is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bolton hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Senators 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. McNair reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair moves to third. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-4 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Higgins for the out. McNair scores. Two outs. It's 11-4, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-1 in the game. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.